dancing is on in the, let's say, is the answer, the answer of the Talmud that deals with this problem is very clear cut, because we have a biblical reference to that, which in fact says in the original that anybody that damaged a fellow man has, among other things, to pay. To, in fact, the words are there, it should heal the person that has been damaged. And to make a translation which is again pertinent to what I'm going to discuss further, there is the very early translation. Again, the translation Aramaic, which is again about the same time, first century, says something like this, instead of what's called the original, Verapo Yerape, and the doctors, and he should heal him, shall heal him. There's also there, the Aramaic translation says, and he should pay the salary of the doctor. Now, there is a clear what I call biblical permission, or more than a permission, for a person to heal another one, and therefore it is at least permitted from the sources. The theological problem, the general theological problem, is far more general and far more complicated, and it has been dealt with separately, because I would say again, even though there are some exceptions, the Jewish consensus is that doctors have the full permission to act as doctors. Because it is theologically and morally permitted to heal people. But here comes, among other things, the question is, if the position, the existence of a doctor, is accepted and acknowledged, then there is a whole series of questions, not all of them can be even raised here, whole series of questions is, if so, what are the laws of the doctor? What are the rules that govern the relationship of the doctor, morally, spiritually, otherwise, including the Talmudic statement, is put as a statement to the delight of all the doctors, especially psychiatrists, that a doctor that is not paid is not worth anything. So the doctor should be paid, and a doctor that is not paid is considered no good at all. That is one of the points that has been discussed in very old sources about that. Also, and that would be another realm of discussion about the what I call doctor-patient relationship and all the many different aspects that it has. As I said, legal, moral, practical, and so on. One of the questions that should be at least mentioned that is in this context is not just how should the doctor treat the patient, and vice versa, how should the patient treat the doctor? See, is there any relationship, obligation, connection, and so on? But in addition to all that, came really there the question is, which is, If practicing medicine is indeed permitted, if asking for medical advice is something that is permissible, then it goes into a different realm. The doctor is now the person that can save lives, literally or at least in the broadest sense of the word. As if so, it should be like many other people who do acts of religious significance. It should be obliged to do it always and without getting paid. See, as one does not get paid for doing fulfilling other commandments, the doctor has the special commandment of keeping somebody, the other people, keeping them well and alive. If so, how does he have the permission to receive any salary? In fact, this question has been raised not in the Talmud itself, but in the Talmudic literature, and it has been raised by some of the very great Talmudic scholars in the Middle Ages, and at least some of whom were doctors professionally. So they raised the question, is the doctor permitted to get paid? Because it is not just that is only a part of the question, which is another question, which is one of the answers that is given in the Hippocratic oath, which is, well, as some people say, highly honored by disobeying it. I mean, it is, I would say that it's not followed as strictly as following each of the directives there completely and entirely. But in any way, that kind of an oath contains a note which is again an ethical, medical, and slightly religious consideration that is connected with the same thing. Can't the doctor refuse for any reason whatsoever to treat the patient? Whether the patient is a paying patient or a non-paying patient. In that sense, in the Jewish sense, that the doctor is performing a positive commandment, then he has no choice about the matter, theoretically. Any person that offers himself to be treated should be treated. More than that, when saying about any person, it's not just a matter of pay, but there's also some other matter as close to it, which is the matter of there is a person that I intensely dislike as a person, and I am a doctor, and that person comes to me and asks for help. Do I have any right to refuse? Seemingly, the doctor has no choice and no right for refusing, because he is under an obligation of doing what they call a noble religious duty, and he is not allowed to make any preferences in this.